What? Hey! Don't move. Stay where you are. No, don't close the drawer. I already know what you are looking for. The key. Hand it over. What key? It's too fucking early for this. I keep the key to your chastity belt in this drawer. You know that. Is it in there now? No. It was there last night, before I fell asleep. I checked. So that can only mean one thing. I'll give you one final chance to come clean. Or, you guessed it, you won't be coming at all, for even longer than I had originally planned for you. To be honest, I was only going to make you wait a day or so longer. But now, you'll be lucky if I allow you to go before the year is over. Now, show me what's in your hand. Not that one. The one behind your back. There it is. You actually tried to do it. You actually fucking tried. Are you deliberately trying to make me upset? No, really. I'm actually trying to understand why you'd have the audacity to do this. The nerve. Don't tell me you thought you'd enjoy what happens to you if I caught you. Did you think I'd discipline you in a way you'd actually desire? After lying and now stealing from my drawer again? I'm not even sure what to do with you right now. The most logical course of action would be to put you in a room by yourself for corner time. But the last time we did that, it didn't yield the results I was hoping for. So instead, we're going to have to be more creative. I'll take that key back now. Don't say anything. Just do as I ask. There. Thank you. Now, come and sit with me on the bed. We need to talk. It's okay to be a brat. I enjoy the challenge it brings. I enjoy putting you in your place when you act out of line. And I know you like it too. But sometimes your brattiness goes a little too far. Like this morning, for example. Before I discipline you further, I will ask, is there any real reason you tried to steal the key instead of asking me for it? Was there a medical emergency? You know in those cases, I will always let you out of it. No? You just had to test me, huh? You wanted to see if I was serious. All right then, let's get serious. Just remember, you asked for this. Remove your clothes and get on the floor. Neil. Don't look at me like that. You don't get the comfort of the bed this time. Oh, and that reminds me. Let's get this blindfold on you. There. You don't get to see either. Next, I'm going to bind your wrists. Let's grab some of our rope from the drawer. Perfect. Hands in front of you. Cross your wrists. Hold them there for me. Good. Hush. It has to be tight, so you don't try and wiggle free. You know the magic word if it's too much. But I don't think you actually want to use your safe word. I think you wanted to see how sadistic I could be. I can't see any other reason as to why you've been testing my patience as often as you have. That being said, shall we get started? Bend over. I want your face on the floor and your ass in the air. It won't be very comfortable. That isn't a priority at the moment. Now do it. Good, good. So, you can follow orders. I was beginning to question it, to be honest. Now, You know the sound from last time, don't you? I'm not going to expect you to count your lashes or beg me for another, like in our previous session. You're going to be in far too much pain for that, I'm afraid. However, if I ask you a question, I expect you to answer it to the best of your ability. Are we clear? Good boy. So, what were you planning on doing if you actually had stolen the key? Answer me. Oh, you're too busy whimpering. Well, whatever. I don't care. I want you in pain. Let me guess. You would have pleasured yourself behind my back and put your chastity belt back on when I wasn't around. You're shaking your head. No. Bullshit. Tell me something. That collar around your neck. The one I gave you. What does it mean to you? Does it mean anything at all? Do you think you can just reap the benefits of our dynamic, no, our relationship, without meeting me halfway? If you want to just do what you want, nobody's forcing you to be mine. However, if you don't want to be dismissed, I suggest you start showing me a little more respect. That's not too much to ask for, is it? Fucking answer me. Oh, look at you. You're not so bold now, are you? It's about time you dropped that shitty attitude of yours. I was getting sick of it. Oh, you look pathetic. Cute, but pathetic. I don't think you could take another blow, dear. But what the hell? Why not? Oh, no, no, no. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. The belt is going away now. Let's pull you back up to your knees. Sit upright for me. But stay in position, okay? Good boy. Shh. I know you're still sore. You will be. For a few days. But we're not finished here. No. In fact, we've only just begun. So, you have to be strong, okay? Don't look so frightened. You wanted to see this side of me, remember? Tell me I'm wrong. You have that right. Exactly. You do want this. My little masochist. Let me fix your blindfold. It's slipping. There. What's it sound like I'm doing? I'm removing your chastity belt, of course. Well, it's because I intend to tease your cock with my hands and mouth. And then lock you back up right before you're ready to explode. Oh, and here. This will help. No more clothes. Your mistress is nude. But you cannot see her. You don't deserve it. And since your wrists are still bound, there's no way you could touch her either. But I can touch you. See? You're so sensitive. That's it. Nice and hard. You already look like you want to come. If you do, I will make you suffer much more than I'm about to continue doing right now. Okay, next. This is something new. Pretty soon, the wax on this candle will start melting. Except, I don't have anything to catch the drops. That's where you come in, sweetheart. I'm going to let the hot wax drip all over the welts I just made on your body. And I'm not going to stop until I think you've learned not to fuck with me. Or until you use that safe word. Just checking, you do remember what the safe word is, correct? Say it for me. That's the one. Good boy. Now, where were we? Ah, right. The wax is melting. While we wait, I'll just walk around behind you. Are you ready, pet? Here it comes. You flinched. Did it hurt? What if I spilled a couple drops here instead? Or here? Shh, shh, my love. Don't squirm. You can't see it, but this flame is rather close to your face. You could probably feel its warmth, at least. If you were to move in the wrong direction, we could have an accident. So, you don't want to get burned. Mm-mm. No. So you'd better stay still. A couple more drops. Down your chest. Your shoulders. That's enough for now. You look quite uncomfortable. Want to blow out the candle, darling? Fine. I will. There. Speaking of blow, your cock is still nice and hard. It may be safe from the wax, but it isn't safe from my tongue. Oh, you thought I was going to do this for a while. No, this was just to tease you before I locked you back up. Which we're going to do right now. First, I'll remove your blindfold. There you are. Now you can see again. Take a moment to adjust to the light while I unbind your wrists. The rope burn shouldn't last long, but then again, that depends on how hard you struggled. All right. Let's get this chastity belt back on you. Don't whine. Now, have you learned any important lessons here today? That's right. Good boy. How about I run you a warm bath? So we can clean that wax off of you. It'll be good for your welts, too. Come on, let me help you up. There we go. Back into the bed. Let's get comfortable. Are you okay? Good. I really did a number on you, pet. You took your punishment well. I am proud of you. Very proud of you. Always. I'm always proud of you. You really are my good, sweet boy. No matter how bratty you are. Now that you're settled, I'll start your bath. I'll come back for you when it's ready. Until then, You can just lay here and recover.